And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 24th of June, 2015. It's the birthday of Ambrose Bierce, born near Horse Cave Creek, Ohio, 1842, well known for his short stories, particularly An Occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge, and also for The Devil's Dictionary. He was in the Union Army in the Civil War. He fought in some of the bloodiest battles, later wrote stories about the war, bleak, bitter stories with senseless deaths and no heroes. It was on this day in 1374 in Aachen, Germany, the first recorded outbreak of dancing plague or dancing mania, also known as St. Vitus's Dance, began. Thousands of people at a time dancing uncontrollably, days, weeks, even months, until they collapsed from exhaustion. Some danced themselves to death. At the time, people believed it was the result of a curse from St. Vitus, and now scientists tend to believe it was simply mass hysteria. It's the birthday of the poet John Ciardi, born in Little Italy, Boston's North End, 1916, author of many collections of poetry, and also the textbook How Does a Poem Mean?, still widely used in high schools. And it's the birthday of the novelist Anita Desai, born in Mussoorie, India, 1937, her mother German, her father Bengali. She grew up speaking German at home, Hindi with her friends, learned Bengali from her father, listened to Urdu poetry in the street, and learned to read and write in school in the English language. Author of 12 novels, all in English, Clear Light of Day, In Custody, Fasting, Feasting, three of them. And it's the birthday of the poet Stephen Dunn, born Forest Hills, New York, 1939. Published more than 10 books of poetry before his collection Different Hours won the Pulitzer Prize in 2001. His first love was basketball. He was a star on the Hofstra basketball team of 1962. They went 25-1 on the year, played pro basketball for a couple of years after that. He was a brochure writer for Nabisco for 7 years and then quit, moved to Spain with his wife, and started to write poetry. Here's a poem by Stephen Dunn on his birthday entitled Sweetness. Just when it has seemed I couldn't bear one more friend waking with a tumor, one more maniac with a perfect reason, often a sweetness has come and changed nothing in the world except the way I stumbled through it, for a while lost in the ignorance of loving someone or something. The world shrunk to mouth size, hand size, and never seeming small. I acknowledge there is no sweetness that doesn't leave a stain, no sweetness that's ever sufficiently sweet. Tonight, a friend called to say his lover was killed in a car he was driving. His voice was low and guttural. He repeated what he needed to repeat, and I repeated the one or two words we have for such grief, until we were speaking only in tones. Often a sweetness comes, as if on loan, stays just long enough to make sense of what it means to be alive, then returns to its dark source. As for me, I don't care where it's been or what bitter road it's traveled to come so far, to taste so good. Sweetness, a poem by Stephen Dunn from his new and selected poems published by Norton and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.